The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry we're a bit late, but we're on track. Thank you for being a part of the show. You're listening to Barrington, Barrington Awaken. We talk here about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to wake up and realize that you are the greatest thing that existed. We're not doing a self-help show. We're doing a spiritual awakening. So this is it. For us to understand the path that we're on was probably laid out by somebody else that wasn't you. And you accepted it as how it is. But that's not the case. For everybody, we wake you up to a higher level of consciousness so you could tap into your own source and find out your inner strength to learn that you're not just the tip of the iceberg, you are the iceberg. You're not just a grain of sand on the beach, you are actually the beach. You're that large and we're connected to all living things. You're a part of me as I am a part of you. We're one source of energy. And as you well know, energy cannot be destroyed and we're all connected and it will never die. This is why after this body is over, we get another one and we start again. If we choose to come back, because that energy that we call the Most High, people have their own name for it. Some say God or whoever you want to call it, Allah, however you see this, but it is the higher self. It is our higher consciousness. The entire body has all the fingers and you could be representative of one of them. Doesn't mean that you're not the body. You are, and you're just as important. So if you're thinking you're greater, that's not possible. If you're thinking you're lesser, that's not possible. We're all connected to the same source that makes us who we are. In this life, we're human beings, we have a body. The soul, which is the spiritual existence of our lives, is on the other side, as well as it's in you. You are that person. The body is just a vehicle that's getting you through this life, however you choose to drive it or not. Wake up. Truly understand the power that you carry within you. Do not allow another to choose your path for you. They don't know you, and you must become the person that could say, I know myself. You have to wake up. Find it within yourself to become that inner strength and the power that you are. Let's not live the entire life in fear or feeling that we're not worthy. You are just as worthy as everyone else. This is what you need to know. We talk about this, so we want to get you to a higher level of consciousness for you to appreciate all the glory that you can in this journey and to be happy and remove hate where the compartment is reserved for love. Insecurity was something that was taught to us. As a matter of fact, everything that functions with the body, including all the emotions except for the love, we learn it here. Many of us are born in certain situations and we accept it as is and do not try to change it. But that's not the case. If you want to get on this journey, you want to get on the path to find out who you are, a good step towards it is to find out who you're not first. We talk about spirituality, and within this show, many times we talk about meditation because it is a guiding source to allowing you to tap into what is naturally yours, your birthright, the strength that exists, all that there is, the great wave of life. That is who you are. You need to understand that. If you're ducking down and hiding behind something, maybe fear, insecurity, partial weakness, or guilt of any kind, you're doing that willingly. What we endure in life generally is about the education. Every time you stub your toe, you learn something brand new. Or if somebody throws you a curveball, you also learn something. Every time we hit a wall and we think this is it, it's time to step back and realize this is just something that I should learn from. Teach me how to be a better navigator. But wake up. Find the true strength in you. If you're taking advantage of somebody, it simply means that you're not strong enough for you. And you're relying on somebody else, someone else's time, earth, to aid you. But you have the ability to be strong on your own. Therefore, you don't need to lean on anyone else. If you are the one who's being leaned on, you have to also realize you do have the strength to say no more. Get off me. This is my walk. Do your own and become the strong person that I know that you are. Wake up. Welcome to the show. I hope you're enjoying it. We talk about spirituality. This is what we talk about. I wanted to mention the medication, meditation. Call it as you will. Maybe that, you know. Anyway, you want to talk about that because that is the guiding light that brings you to the point of understanding who you truly are. And if you allow that yourself not to be caught up in all the busyness of life, all the things that's going on, all things that happens to you, and just sit still. I say, do it for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, just sit still and allow all that to go away from you where you try your best not to have a thought. Don't put any effort into trying because that'll be distracting as well, but allow yourself not to have a thought. And as you're doing that, I'll assure you that you will always get one. It's almost impossible to keep that compartment empty. Soon as you sweep it out and get rid of all the things, then boom, another thought will come in. But what you do, you don't follow that thought. Allow it to just come in and exist, and then you move on and move on. And eventually, you will be able to control what's coming in. And in doing so, you're now in meditation. You're now meditating. You're now connected to all that there is. You're at that point where you're free and you're open to all that there is. And that's why we encourage people to always move towards meditation. Take 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever. The best time I realized over the years actually is as soon as you wake up in the morning. They're saying somewhere between 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning. So you're at your very best. You're brand new, providing you've had good sleep. So at that moment, now you're best to do that, but don't wake up to do it. Just when you wake up, if you have a minute, do it. Because I'm not getting up at 2:30, I'm not there yet. Anyway, and as for you, as you're stepping into it and you're learning it, you will see things around you change because that's what they do. You may have to make many sacrifices. You know, you may have to consider who you're looking at and who's around you. I'm gonna say this, that you're not gonna soar like the eagle if you're flocking with the turkeys. That's just life. Wake up to that reality. You may have to make some sacrifices and change some friends, maybe a neighborhood or even probably your jobs or career. But if you truly desire something and you want to do it, you must move towards it. I've said and people don't like me saying this, praying is just saying, you're stating the obvious. So you're asking for help from the situation that you're currently in. When you start to make that prayer, you're now saying, okay, I'm here and I want to go over there. But importantly, you said, I am here. And the more you say, I am here, you will not leave there. So the mind must be changed. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Thank you, everybody, for coming to the show. This is Barrington. You're listening to us Sunday afternoon. And then we're going to replay the very same show Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Please tune in if you're able and have others to join. This is a great journey for others just to realize it is not always what it seems. Wake up. Thank you for coming to the show. Wherever you are today in the world, listen to us. We appreciate it. And to everybody, longtime listeners, new listeners, come aboard. Welcome home. Okay, I had to get through all of that, and I did. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about all things are possible, and I did tap into some of it a little bit. So you need to understand that if all things are possible, you may not have to accept the position that you're in. And I'm not suggesting that it's bad. You will be the driver or the decider of that. But if you desire change, it is as simple as changing the thoughts that you're delivering into the mind. I say it is simple because I believe it's simple. And if you practice it long enough, you'll agree with me that it is simple, because people say it's difficult to get out of the get off the track that was laid for them many years ago, generations ago, however it may have been. But it's a matter of changing the information that is being fed to your mind, and you've accepted it. If you can, you know, catch that, don't allow it in, so you can't catch it because you would have heard it. So if you can prevent the thought of you not being able to accomplish something to enter into the brain and refill that with positive thoughts, like, I can, I am, I'm doing, it's going to happen. Your glass is always half full. So you allow the good thoughts of whatever it is that you choose to do for life, in life, with life, you allow those to come into you. When you see something of greatness in front of you and you desire it, there you go. Just make that desire. Now you must take action towards it. It will not come to you on its own. And please, for whatever you do, don't rely on others bringing it for you, because they have their own agenda as you do. Wake up. Wake up and realize who you truly are, and you'll be amazed. The happiness you'll accomplish, or the worries that you'll definitely let go of. Wake up. This is what we talk about on the show, and I invite everybody to come in and take a step towards changing their life if that's what you desire. You're here, so I agree. Maybe this is it. You've heard your call. You've come to a place that could guide you to, or help you to take the other steps to get to that level of success, or whatever your success is. But to sit and pray for it, you're wasting your time. You're now spending your most valuable currency by allowing time to pass, if there's such a thing. And we all lie to ourselves. It's a New Year resolution. It's next year. Oh, it's when I'm older, or, you know, after this chaos is over, when this fight, that we all say those things on a regular. But all of those is just an excuse. Maybe at a subconscious level, it's fear. Because I've heard for many years that a lot of people are actually afraid or fearful of success. And there's some truth to that. You have to say to yourself, why do I have that fear? And then challenge it and find it. As a matter of fact, challenge everything that comes into your path and get the lesson. And please keep the lesson, because it's your journey through life, your university education through life, whatever you want to call it. It is not always bad Sometimes it's there and it's necessary. But wake up. And if you're living in that fear factor, that fear body spot of yours, you must ask yourself why and challenge it. If somebody's giving you guidance, please be mindful to research the source that's being told to you. Don't just accept it. Because a lot of people will say things for their benefit. So think. You have your own BS sensor built inside of you. You just haven't activated it yet. Or maybe you have. But if the information that's been given to you, or stories being told to you, or excuses, whatever the case may be, and you're able to sense that it's not the truth, it's probably BS, then you are well on your way of challenging or questioning or getting facts that's going to benefit you. Not for you to be egoic or think you're superior, but just for you to take another step towards higher level of consciousness. Wake up, everybody, wake up. Do we have any emails there,
sir? Just one so far. Folks, you're listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. And if you'd like to write in, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Brendan wrote in, he said, I'm a relatively new listener to you. Good advice on all aspects of what you're teaching. Love what you're doing. That's from Brendan. And back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Brendan, and thank you for tuning in. We usually have more to go on than the one, but thank you for being a part of the show. I hope you will enjoy it. I hope you will give it some thought, because the whole concept of this is for people just to try and wake up and think for themselves. And I'm not insulting anyone. We've just been given so much information around the world that 90% of the times we don't even know if it's true or it's not true. This is good for you, or it's not good for you, or it's better to be there. There's just so much that's going on. So when I am trying to raise people to a higher level of consciousness, the whole idea behind it is for them to be able to make their own choices for themselves or for the ones that they may be caring for. Understanding and the truth resides within all of us, but it's been so distorted that we're not even sure anymore. A lot of us are not even sure anymore. So wake up. And welcome to the show. I hope it will give you that at least a thought to take a step towards challenging the things that you were given or told, and are they actually true? I know now that if you dwell in a certain area for a very long time, everything that is true to you, obviously, you don't need to challenge because you've already told yourself that it's absolutely true. Well, a good way to look at it is, if it is absolute truth, does another person on the other side believe the same thing as that, as truth? Instead of going off and thinking, well, they're crazy, they don't understand it, obviously have no sense, just understand, try to maybe put yourself in that other person's or people's shoes and see why they may see it differently than you. Then you're on your way of trying to understand that maybe it is not the truth. And now you're on your way trying to figure out how does this become real. Like when you talk about two different religions that opposes each other, and of course they all say the same thing. I am going to live this life this way and be humble and kind and good and all that thing. And then when I pass, I'm going to return to the God that they're believing in. And the different religion will say the very same things. And you've often wondered, why are they wrong? Or what's going on? And then you might dig deep enough into it to realize that you're just hearing something and it may not be the truth. And you're well on your way of understanding, trying to understand why you're both looking at something. You see it as a banana, another person see it as an orange. You have to question as to how or why they see it that way. Because you're now thinking they're wrong and they're thinking you're wrong, and believing their side is absolute truth. And in doing that, they're obviously agreeing that the other side is absolutely wrong. Because you can't have two rights that's governing separate things. You know, one has to be wrong. Wake up. Wake up. So thank you very much for joining the show there, buddy. I appreciate you being there. And we'll continue doing what we do and hope that other people will continue to listen and try to get on path, get on board. We're again on the topic of talking about all things are possible. When I read this passage many, many years ago, which says all things are possible if you believe. Yes, of course it is if you believe, but belief won't be, you know, to have faith, and I've always said this, to have faith is the avoidance of evidence. There's no evidence, so you sort of have to have faith that hopefully it's there. So you need to know or understand that all things are possible. And again, I've talked about it earlier, about just looking at it from a different point of view. Somebody wants to assault you, you're not going to be happy with it. You're never going to be happy with it. And you want to just take that minute after you've calmed down a little bit and look at it from that other person's perspective. What would drive that person to come and, you know, attack you, let's just say. Not that it's your problem, but if you truly understand where it's coming from, you might be able to look at it differently and understand that the person who's doing it was probably wired or programmed or trained to do that. And for them, it's the absolute truth. But it had to do with manipulating how that person perceived life and telling them that this is the way. We've heard this all along, that this is the way. Boy, really can't be the way, because, you know, there's, what, 8 billion people on this planet. Not everybody is agreeing that this or that group or that little religion we talked about is the way. It's not possible. It is just not possible. We will believe within our hearts that we are the chosen ones simply because we're better. Well, then you need to get into understanding how did you become better? Was it a story that was told to you, or you've experienced it on your own? Because we've all heard stories. Wake up. Wake up. Understand how you could get in a place where you could be the best self. And we talk about this through meditation. I did a little bit earlier on the fact that if we allow ourselves to settle the brain down enough, we can definitely figure out another path that is going to be pleasurable to us. And be very careful of what you hope for. And I've said this before, because it will happen. It will happen. If you're in a cold house room and you open the front door, the cold will come in. That's what, you know, warm room and you open the door, the cold, that's what happens, right? Just wake up and try to think of what you're doing and ask yourself, is it the truth? And then for your own educational purposes, prove it. Don't pull out a book or a tablet or a stone or a videotape, video cassette to prove it. Try to get the facts or the evidence. It makes us all smarter. Facts, and there's some evidence to support the thing that you spend the entire life believing is truth. We're going back to meditation and allowing you to give yourself that ability to get all that you can from the life that you choose to live. Say, wake up and get to a higher level of consciousness. And we've, again, I'm going to say meditation. You get onto the concept or the groove of meditating, and it become a part of your everyday life. Don't do it because it sounds trendy or you want to talk about it. Oh, I was meditating, and you mention it in conversation. Do it because you want to get the experience or the feel of it and the wisdom of it. Because as soon as you're out there and everybody's announcing to you that they're meditating. They're not. They may have here and there, but when you're doing it, you understand a lot about life. And then all of a sudden, you're starting to take things away from you that is not necessary or not needed, you know, like to boost the ego or things like that. So the next time you're hanging out with people and they're telling you that they're out experiencing and they're meditating and doing all these things, yeah, I don't know about that. Or maybe they just haven't been doing it enough. And when they get to that level of doing it enough, then they'll see that it's not necessary for it to be the tool that you use to convince other people that you're pretending to be spiritual. Because the minute you taste it, you realize that it's not something you want to boost your ego with or by. I just had to say all of that. We go through life and we hold on to things. And it becomes impossible to get rid of them. And what we're not understanding is by holding on to these things is the enabler for ourselves. It reminds me of the story, and I've told this one before, about the way monkeys are captured in this village in India. And what they do is they put a pot in the ground and they bury it, only leaving an opening big enough for the hand to go in. You know, you push your fingers in, and they bury that in the ground, and they'll put fruits in it or something, of some treat of some sort. And the monkeys would come out of the bush because they could smell it, and they will go and stick their hand in it and get a good grab of whatever's in there. And by making that fist, that hand could no longer come back through the small hole in which they entered, and they're stuck. And for some reason or another, they don't understand that if you let it go, you'll slip out and be gone for free. I think there was an episode of this in Homer, The Simpsons, where Homer had his hand stuck in a jar, in a vending machine. Anyway, so they're not letting go of that food and they're holding on to it. And then of course the man that had set the trap would come up and throw a bag over their heads and they'll panic, let the food go, hand slips out, he's gone forever, he's captured. So that monkey was holding on to something that cost him his life or his freedom. We don't know what the guy's going to do with him. His freedom. We're doing the same thing. We're holding on to something that's restricting us from doing what we truly want to do. And yes, you will pay your life for it. The ultimate sacrifice. So the question becomes, who's the monkey? I just thought I'd say that. And if you're being restricted just because of what you're holding on to, you might want to take another look at it to see whether or not it's worth holding on to. Meditate. It opens up your mind. It takes you into what is all that there is, and you're connected to the higher spirit of the higher self, the higher soul that's within you. Through that comes the guidance of which we should follow through life. The spiritual knowledge or wisdom that comes down from the greater sense or the higher power, the higher level of consciousness, and it gives us the guidance that we need. Because we're so busy and we have so many different things to think about and do and try to do and accomplish all these things, and we make up excuses and lies, it makes us frustrated, we're kind of stuck because we're not allowing what is to be the guidance, the instructions, the rules in which you should conduct your life is being blocked or distracted. You're being distracted from it. The spiritual existence that you have always tried to communicate and contact with you. So there's dual, the observer that's a part of your team that I came here with you is sitting there and watch you and observe. I don't know if they're like scribes or something like that, but they just there. You're never alone. We've talked about this. That person, that spiritual existence is there as the observer and you as the doer. If you ever get yourself in real danger, he'll yell really loud and you'll hear it. But other than that, the spiritual existence on the other side is consistently trying to get your attention. You've heard the, I should have, I had a sense in me that said I should have, or I shouldn't have, or I, that's the communicators. That's your higher level of consciousness, possibly the team in which you've traveled with, journeyed with through lives, many lives. But we don't listen. They communicate and we get this thing we call the gut feelings, that you feel something is up, something's not right, something's off, and you pay close attention to that and follow that, and that will give you all the information that you desire. That's meditation. That's allowing everything else to be blocked out and pay and focus on what's happening, and you will guide, you will be guided by the higher sense, the higher level of consciousness, which is a higher version of you, a higher version of yourself. If you can imagine what a vein looks like at the very tip of the toe, it's very small. And when it gets up to the main artery, the heart or something, it's a lot bigger and many different branches. Well, you're still connected to that source. You're still connected to that heart. Though you might be the vein at the very tip of the toes, because it's the further way, for the distance, but you're still a part of, and you still have this ability to create and do all these things, whatever your purpose may be or the destination you came here for. When you meditate, it takes you into that level of understanding where you're not seeing yourself as a body anymore. You're seeing yourself as the entire universe. That's some practicing in some time to come, but just to wake up and understand starts the journey, starts the path. Wake up and understand. This is what we hope you will do. This is why we talk about meditation, a restful sleep. Sometimes you're being communicated to through dreams or just a common sense. And common sense does exist in everyone, regardless of what you may think. They just choose not to use it. I have said that before, yeah. But be very logical about what you do and question the things that's been told to you. We're told not to, we're sort of required not to think and allow others to do it for us. Is it working? Well, we're still at war with a lot of different people and we're still doing all these things and, you know, not abiding by any particular trend or rule. We're kind of hopping around like a feather in a whirlwind, a tornado. It's just going to go where the strongest current is pushing or pulling. But wake up and find your true identity. Find out who you are. We're talking about this, and I give you all the possibility and the amazing things that you will accomplish when you practice and work on meditating. You're focused on you. You're focused on you. If you're having anxiety, if you have a lot of the issues that we have, common depression and other health and breathing and cleaning and fixing, you will know how to repair your own body. Well, first you should understand you're the only one who's truly, truly responsible for repairing or taking good care of your own body. Believe whatever others may tell you, but it is your duty to take care of it. When you're meditating, all these things, it slows down everything for you and give you focus on what you need to be focused on. You will never, yes, you still have to eat and sleep and groom and do all these things. That's not going to go away ever. Well, it's not going to go away anytime soon. But as you get into the world of a meditating person, you'll understand and see things differently. You will then question, what am I holding on to and what's it costing me? And you be mindful that the most expensive currency is your time. So wake up and spend your time wisely. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We have some emails, folks. You still have time to write in. You are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, and our email address is InStudio101 at gmail.com. Cole wrote in and he says, do you believe in faith? And if so, what actually is faith? Something we just think in our heads that's going to come true and then we wait for it? That's from Cole regarding faith. Sheila wrote in. Let's see what Sheila says. Are we able to cure disease? Now, I am not talking about eating well when we are sick or prior to being sick, but can we actually put our hands on someone to heal them? And if so, how come a lot of people die? That's from Sheila. Angie says, you talk about meditation a lot. I love it. However, do you ever practice yoga? That's from Angie. Mike wants to know, how do we get the facts for truth? We usually go online or read something that someone may have published, but how do we know that's the truth about something? That's Mike. And back to you.
Thank you, Mike. A very good question. How do we know what is the truth? You know, and it's very hard to find out. Well, the truth is a consistency of something, right? If it's consistent, it's like the land that we're on. You know, stories people tell often comes with an agenda benefiting them. I love watching these things on YouTube sometimes, and they say, oh, I have the cure for this, and you got a link to my page, and I always chuckle. And you know, it's probably true, probably. I just don't follow them because I tend to think they're trying to sell you something or get you to, you know, be members of their page, whatever the case may be. There's a benefiting factor in it for them, the one who's putting it out there. Now, how do you get these facts and get the truth, and how do you know the truth? Well, is it for everyone? Let's talk about our particular book. You know, is it benefiting everyone or just a certain group? Well, that can't be the truth, because if it was, it'd be benefiting everybody. Now, I'm talking also about the group who's selling the product or the stuff. Researching, a lot of the times with what I do is, and I hear something from side A, I listen to it from side B, and then I listen to if there's a C and a D as well, and then try to get the common denominator among all of it. That's my method of doing it, and you know, trying to see when or where it came from. So it's hard to do, but you have to just allow yourself not to accept it as is. Do a little bit of digging, do a little bit of research, see if there's anything logical about what's being said. That's my method. Yoga, yes, I have, Angie. Actually, I did yoga for many years, and I was thinking of going back into it. I've done yoga for many years. It's amazing. It's a physical meditation, right? And if you're doing yoga, you're doing deep breathing, and you're also focused on what if you're being given an instructor to give you this information. So you're breathing deep, you're listening, focus on what's being said, and you're focusing on maybe the moves that you're making. So you are focused on something that is, you know, what you're doing right now. So meditation is pretty much the same. Though we're not focusing a thought, we're just allowing all that exists just to, you know, tie ourselves into the greater, the bigger ship, if you want to call it that. Yes, I have practiced yoga for years. I do recommend it. And I've said it many times on the show that, yes, if you could get into yoga, and there's many different kinds of yoga you could get into, but if you're doing it and you're not doing it, again, it doesn't matter how old you are. You could do yoga forever. And if you pay attention to babies, they're always doing yoga, and animals do it as well. You know, the upward dog and all those things, but babies are always doing this bending and stretching and reaching because they're more connected to this. They're more mindful of the spiritual existence than we are when you're in your, you know, 50s and stuff like that, because they're brand new coming from it. But yoga, amazing. Yes, definitely get into it. And it does a lot of great things for the body. That's the whole idea. You're building new muscles inside the body when you're practicing power yoga, if that's what you do. But it's amazing for the mind. Yes, I do think everyone should be doing yoga. Okay. Can you, Sheila, you're asking if we could cure our diseases, dis-ease. A lot of things that we get, believe it or not, comes from the food we eat, or maybe where we're hanging out in, dirty places, and we're ingesting things, or somehow we get it from somewhere else. Or, you've been doing something for such a long time that you've created this condition within the body. Now, can we cure? Absolutely. Do we know how many people do? How do you start? And you say, you gave an example as to not, I quite don't quite remember the example, but you can. We have the ability to learn how to repair the body. We created it, we built it, so of course we're going to know how to fix it. And if something has gone off, yes, once you get into understanding the spiritual existence of who you are and the soul, all things are possible. And you have to know that. Yes, we're able to cure ourselves. There's food out there, and it's been said that the food should, the medicine, our food should be, I can't remember the phrase right now, our medicine is the food. Our food should be the medicine, medicine should be the food. Yes. So the green herbs of the plant of the planet is designed to repair something that has been broken, and we will continue and live very long, prosperous lives. Yes, we can learn what those remedies are, or the food that is required, or the lack of food. Because if you can take that thing out of your diet, which we all should, then it will give us a better, easier way to do it. Now, if you listen to what they put on TV in marketing, they generally say, this food's bad. This food's bad. Oh, this is better. Oh, this is better. And sometimes you just don't know. This is where your research comes into doing great things for you. I think everyone out there should learn to be study nutrition. I think everyone out there should study nutrition, spend maybe half of your TV time and just read up on nutrition and see what is available. And you might be ingesting that one product that's causing all the problems that you have. Anyway, when you look at it and it teaches you how to take care of your body, how to eat properly, rest, sleep, and sleep, rest, and all these things that the body requires, then you will know how to take care of it. And by doing that, if you do develop a problem, yes, Sheila, you will be able to cure it. Okay, I think those were the cure diseases. I think we've got them all there.
Yes, we did.
Faith was a question. Sorry to jump back in there. Do I believe in faith? Oh yeah. And that's a tough question. And you also ask, what is it? Well, if you can't prove it, you may as well tell yourself that it's possible. So yeah, I believe it. I would say, as an example, I believe. But if you're taking action towards everything, then you'll see that it's not necessary. Because you're going towards the thing. You leave your house to go to work or school or wherever you're going. You have point A at your final destination. So if you're believing, you will end up at school or work or wherever it is that you plan to go, because you've done all the proper routine or got your car going or bicycle, whatever you're doing. But if you've left the house with no direction as to where to go, what are you doing? You're probably walking around in circles in the neighborhood trying to figure out what you're doing. However, if exercising was the plan, then you're doing a great job. But to find a destination, that won't happen until you've made the plan. This is what we're saying about all things are possible. Put that icon in front of you and move towards it. I don't need faith to know it's going to happen. I already know it's going to happen. And you have to adapt that same thing. You must know whatever it is that you hope to accomplish is going to happen. You could see it in your mind's eye. You know what? Get a storybook, write it down, repeat it, say it over and over and over again until it's removed that block that was saying, you can't, it's not possible, you don't have a chance. This is the negative things that we all take up through lives. But if you our lives, but if you were to practice not allowing the negative to come in, then all that exists is the reality of what it is that you're trying to get to, the destination. That is your path. Because you've now created it and you've told the mind what you want. If you're a big person, you want to be a smaller person, you have to tell the mind what you want and convince him this is what you want. You will physically see a picture of what you want and work towards it. In doing that, you'll find yourself eliminating a lot of things that was keeping you. And most often we're told in our develop in years that, you know, this is it. You can't challenge it. You can't go past it. And once we've told ourselves, this is it, that this is it. So we have to figure out how not to tell yourself that and know that all things are possible, which is what we're talking about today. Get to that point in your life. You don't need faith for that. You have to know it's going to happen. And you have to know it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, go another step further and start living the life, because you know it's going to happen. You've heard the expression, fake it till you make it. Start living the life. And don't give yourself an excuse as to, oh, when I'm finished this, when I graduate, when I retire, when I get, you know, yeah, no, now is now. And it only starts now, and everything begins now. Yesterday's gone and has been gone forever. Tomorrow's not here. We don't even know if it's coming. But here's the thing. We have now. Wake up to that reality. And don't rely on the others, the stories that were told to you, to be your truth, because there's a good chance that it's not. I've said many times, nobody knows the true you, especially if you don't know that. And if everyone is telling you, they know what's to come. That's not possible. It hasn't come yet. And when it doesn't show up the next day, they'll say, well, it's coming again. And again. Well, it's not possible, right? We don't have that ability. Because if we did, we'd all avoid certain stages of life. But you have now. And you can act now and you can react now. To think that tomorrow is going to be better, it is only possible if you do it now. Because yesterday is reflective on what you're doing right now. Therefore, tomorrow has to be reflected on what you're doing right now. Therefore, we only have now to make that decision. I say, wake up. It is simple. Wake up. Know within yourself that it's going to happen. And I said it earlier, make a recording of it, make a picture of it, tell a story about it, create a story about it. And as you're doing all of that, you're moving towards it as it is moving towards you. If at any point you decide to deviate, forget about it, and you're not going to make it, you've just wasted your time, your steps. Well, no, that's not true. Let me rephrase that. You didn't waste the time or the steps, but get back on the path. Because it did start something for you. See it in your mind's eye before it happens. Tell the brain, this is what you want. The mind is the CEO, right? The brain is the management. And of course, they delegate to everything else from there down. So you have to get the information to the CEO to get it passed down for the body to react. The memo comes from the top, right? Goes to the next level, and then it gets executed to whoever's beneath that level. Or whatever else, if we're talking about the body. This is it. So get that information, try to intercept the thoughts that's going into that brain, that mind box, and eliminate it. Feed positive things only. Always think positive. Positive thoughts. Don't waste your time wishing that other person fails or doesn't do well or whatever. Forget about that. It's not important. What is important is what's about you. And then you become this awesome person you could just be, and people will learn from it. Find out how to condition the mind for the life that you're looking for. The person, the job, the neighborhood, the car, you know, the next steak. I don't know, whatever it is that you set out for yourself, you have to know that it's going to happen. And do not rely on it, just be in faith. And if you ask other people who's been, and of course, you'll also find out that you're in the same cluster of friends, circle, social circle. Do mind-like people generally tend to hang out together? That's why they're mind-like, I guess. But if what you desire does not exist in that dwelling, then you have to make some changes. And it does come with a sacrifice. So at some point, you've got to ask yourself, is this juice worth the squeeze? Is it worth it? If it's the doorway that's keeping you blocked up and you got to knock it down, you might have to. Or again, you wonder, is it worth it? But when you get on your path, do not stop for a second to think that you're not worthy, because that's harsh, because now you're going to have to start again. Do we have anything else?
Yeah, we have a couple emails. Folks, just as a reminder, you can always write to Barrington during the week, and that email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Troy wrote in and said, Barrington, that was a very sad example about the monkey being caught. Okay. Yeah, but it was an example. That's the point. Thank you, Troy. Billy wants to know. I don't understand what this is. Hold on one second. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I think he's trying to sell us something, so we'll disregard that. Okay. Shaw says, what is your book and where is it available? A friend told me about it, but she could not remember where she got it. It was a gift for her. And that's from Shaw. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, thank your friend, Shaw. The book is available, and I'm sorry I get going on the show. I forget to talk about it. But yeah, it's Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide, and you can get this from Amazon. Awaken Ascension Guide, and it's on Amazon. You could pick it up. I think that's where they're getting it from. And thank your friend for passing that information on to you. It's by Barrington. Where it aligns you to your true purpose. That's the intent of the book, is to align you to your true purpose. Amazon, that's where you'll find that. Troy, the story, yeah, it was sad for the monkey, I can imagine, but it was just an example. That's what we're saying, it was just an example. I don't condone it, I disagree with it. I don't think you should be doing anything to animals, but that's just my personal opinion. So it was just an example. And it's to tell the story about us just being in our position in life and might think this is it for us. Thanks to everyone who's tuned in today. I hope that you had something memorable to take with you. On the last couple legs here, I want to talk about being positive in all situations. And you have to allow yourself to understand that you were not chosen to be a lesser. You were not chosen to be a greater. That's not possible. But you did choose this life that you're living right now. You chose it. This was a conscious decision you made when you're at your highest point of consciousness on the other side of the spiritual world. Now, when I say the other side of the spiritual world, I'm simply saying when you're not in a body, because there's no other side, there's no gate. Have you listened to my show many times? I've said, there's no up there. There is no down there. There is here. And this is like the now, you know what I mean? So wake up to that reality and understand that you have this amazing ability. You showed up here with all that is necessary for you to do very well. Depending on what you had signed up for. This is your tour of duty that you consciously chose. When you get back, and you will, when you're no longer part of the physical body, and you will, that's a truth, you will understand why some of the decisions you made that doesn't make any sense to you now will definitely makes great sense when you get there. And yes, you will reflect on all of life. You will see it all from start to finish. You will understand. You will be able to read the information that you'd left there for you to get back. You will understand there is no up and no down there. A lot of these things, you will reunite with the people or the souls that you've been traveling with for all of your existence and be able to go to other places. So it's a very big welcome home party. Don't hurry there though, because you are the human being. You're here. You're now here to accept this because of your choice. Live it well. Be prosperous with it. Be thankful that you had the opportunity to come and experience it. It is an honor to be where you are. People say to me all the time, if there is no God above us, there is a God above us, your higher level of consciousness, much like that small vein in your toe has the source that pumps it all away above you, but you're still connected to it. So there is a God above us, around us, in us. We are that God. Wake up. Wake up to that possibility of living this moment to the fullest. Don't think it's going to be better, or wait until we get to that age or this level, or, you know, tomorrow or next New Year. Yeah, that's going to be the New Year's resolution. Do not do that. Act now, because now is all you have. And the journey that you will hopefully end up at will start now. You've heard it many times. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Well, here you are. Take that chance, take that step, move towards greatness. If you're not doing well in life, it's because of what you're thinking about. There's the reality. And if you think you're happy, then happy will come. If you think you're great, then great will come. If you think you're rich, then rich will come. Don't act until you've actually, you know, start feeling it. But it's our thoughts, and it has a lot to do with our minds. If you want to be the musician that gets to play the world, you must have seen this before it actually plays out on your plate. So you've put the feelers out there, and they bring you to the idea that you're holding on to. So don't allow yourself to hold on to the negativities. It doesn't serve you well. Vindictiveness, revenge, all these things. I'm not saying turn the other cheek, because you have all right to defend yourself. Because we have this ability, innate ability, to survive. Be kind to everybody. More importantly, be kind to you. And when you are very kind to you, you're taking the best care of self. Give yourself what you require, the sleep, the rest, the grooming, everything that you desire. But take care of number one, which is you. And in doing that, you learn and how to be the best self that's possible. Wake up. Thank you for tuning in, folks. I love the fact that you are there today listening to the show. And today, of course, we're telling you that all things are possible. You just need to believe. You just need to understand. Be brave. You have to be brave, because it does take a lot of courage. And learn how to derail yourself from the tracks that were created even before you came. Now is your opportunity. Now is when you act. Thank you all for being there. And like usual, welcome home. You're listening to Barrington. And until we talk again, I want to say namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.